Coca-Cola, Apple, Amazon, Starbucks, BMW, McDonald's. The buzz of a huge hive of brands surrounds us on a daily basis, especially in our urban spaces. But whether they're big or small, whether you love them or hate them, we're constantly exposed to their message. But what is a brand and why does that really matter? According to marketing experts, a brand is a one-of-a-kind promise about who you are, what you stand for, and what unique and meaningful benefits you offer. The difference between strong and weak brands is whether or not they live up to the promise that they are making to us every single time we come into contact with their name, message, or business. So a brand is a promise, they say, but let's go deeper. What is a promise? In 1969, American philosopher John Searle neatly defined a promise as the commitment on the part of the speaker to accomplish a future action. Speaking of that commitment, psychologists have shown that we learn about promises from a very early age, and often this sets a tone for our attitude towards them for many years to come. Even as adults, we expect people to be true to their word. We know from life this doesn't always happen, and often we can be bitterly disappointed. But nevertheless, we still seem to hope and long for that fulfillment. And this is true for the bigger things in life, such as relationships and business transactions, as it is for the smaller ones, such as whether that laundry detergent I bought will actually remove the stain it promises to remove. So what has all of this got to do with God? Psalm 138 says, "The Lord will work out his plans for my life, for your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever." When it comes to our lives, God is constantly seeing things through and ironing out the creases. Yet, the psalmist says, "Your faithful love endures forever." Now, forever is a long time. It seems that the psalmist experienced God as the brand that never fails, as someone who always lives up to his promises. So my question is, of all the brands that surround us, of all the promises being made to us day in, day out, why not try God, the brand that never fails? Obviously, the stakes are high with a steep promise like that, and the risk is high. But if he really is who he says he is, unfailing, giving 100% return on investment, that might be the best investment you ever made.